Yerushalmi Klayim Mem Gimel Daf Mem Gimel. We started from the Gemara and Daf Mem Beis and Beis. Commenting on the Mishnah, said that if you have two different rows, even if one is yours, one's shokavero, but if it's less than eight amos apart, then the halakha is you're not allowed to plant any zera. And you're not allowed to plant any zrayim there, but however, if it's more than eight amos, then you can. So the Mishnah, because here, that was the Mishnah's halacha. So the Gemara qualifies. Amar Rav Zeira, Shmona chutz b'makom kras. When we say you need to have an eight amma, that there be to be considered as separate from two different rows that you can't mix together. And it's eight amos, it doesn't just mean eight amos regular, but it has to be, the eight amos has to be two rows, not including makom karta, not including the makom where the trunk of the tree is. Zakta Marifulda, Hina Gaza, the actual trunk. Chutzi makom gefanim tzolios kasamas yozem istafen. So in other words, you have to have the space. You can't count the vine of the trunks that spread out. That should be considered part of the space. It has to be eight amos, less than eight amos, without counting that space. It has to be empty. In order to be considered, it has to be eight amos of empty space to be considered, that should be considered, not be considered a kerem. Otherwise, it's considered a kerem. So it has to be of empty space, not just a, not just that the trunk is there, but has to be that nothing, the emakum gefanim b'cheshbon, doesn't go into the cheshbon, is lush in the plain Moshe. Says the Gemara, halacha, come out the time, Hashemon, chutz me'akum crossing. Just like you said, Adamus has to be excluding the place of the trunks of the trees, the trunks of the vines, where it comes from. Because I'll chutz me'akum reason. Similarly, also the same halacha should be, and we say that it has to have a four amos between the different rows, has to be a minimum of four amos, has to be each place to be also without the crossing. In other words, we say the eight amos, so you have four amos from each one, each of the rows. So therefore, when we say the four amos of the rows, has to be also, the four amos has to be, that does not include any space taken up by the trunks of the vines of either side, has to be eight amos completely vacant, complete open space. Otherwise, it's not a din of a karam. That is the halakha of the Moshe. So it's not just on one side, but even on the eight amos, but even if it's on both sides, the four amos in between both of them has to be where it's completely nothing there, completely open space. Says the Gemara. Where do we see it from? So the Gemara says, we see halakha, the Gemara is explained, halakha from the Merayim. What does the Gemara say? I'm Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, Hechmiro bo tocha yosim mechutzalo. Chachamim wa mo machmir with the inside of a kerem more than the outside. What does that mean? What's the statement mean? I'm Rav Zeira. I don't know the Tamakam Yossi. While I was still in Bavel, Mefarshim explained that he was Marfulda says he's saying I was still in Bavel before I came to Eretz Yisrael. So he's telling over the halakha that he heard before he came. So the Gemara says, Gemara says, I understood this halakha of Rav Zeira. I understood the halakha of Rav Zeira. I never come. I came before and I understood this halakha of Rav Elazar saying, his halakha is, it means tocho shmona, the interior of a kerem, which means that it's eight, as long as you have an eight space of eight chutzlo, and outside, you have to have a space of 16 amos, which means eight amos, more than that. In order to be considered, if you have more than two rows, so the exterior, the chutz of it has to be that there's going to be at least 16 amos. That's the chutz. That's what we have, chutz shle. So Amar Rav Elazar, said, nalacha, that from four to eight, you can't go ahead and plant anything, and it's considered also, you can't plant anything else. It's makudish, it's considered kalayim. Mishmona adesheish, that's right, from 8 to 16, also in Makadesh. It's also, you shouldn't do that. But if you planted something else, it doesn't make it also. It doesn't become in Makadesh. It doesn't become in. Of course, if it's more than 16 amos, it's 100% fine. So the Gemara, so the Marufut explains, what is the Gemara saying here? What does he mean? If you're talking about planting, Rav Zeira made the statement of Elazar is a little bit ambiguous. Doesn't make sense. It's not clear. It's not defined. What does it mean when he says Hichmir Toko versus Yotza? We're more marked by the inside than the outside. What's inside? What's outside? What are we referring to? So Rav Zeira explained it in Bavel. I heard the explanation. The explanation was that we're talking about the inside refers to the interior of the kerem that has to be eight amos between the two rows. And the chotzalo is referring to the vineyards of the other rows, even more than that. So there you need a space of 16 amos to separate. If you have more than one row, you have a number of different rows. You would have to have eight amos between each row. You would have to have at least 16 amos. So that would be 16 amot. That's where the halacha would be more. So more machmir toko, then we more machmir chutzalo, more machmir toko than chutzalo, because chutzalo, when the chutzalo is sheish esrei, that's in a space when you have much, many more rows. And Rav Leizer is saying that depends what you have. Me'ah, bottom is a shmona, it's usher. And it's kalayim. Shmona on sheish esrei, it's usher, it's not kalayim. And beyond 16 amos, that's surely going to be considered okay. Even the Raisa, that's not a problem of any halacha that should be considered, not even a Durabanon. If you have that space, it'd be considered fine. So the Gemara says, so this is the halacha telling you that if you have, let's from the Mishnah, that if you have 16 amos, S space enough that you should be able to plant things in between. However, if you have something in the middle, and the middle is a churva, the middle is destroyed, so Loz Ben Yaakov says it's not considered like a karcha, considered a vacant space. You need to have 16 amos from each side in order to be able to be considered not kalayim. In other words, when we talk about an area that's space, we talk a karcha, a bald space that we talk about, has to be where you have enough space on each side to be considered not mitzarif together, the two ones on each side. Has to be that to be at least a 16 amma space, there should be nothing in between that space and the churva. Just like Beis Shammai said, one row is enough of a kerem. So too also says a one row. Like Beis Shammai, it would be considered a kerem as well. One row would make a kerem as well. So therefore, since you have one row, he holds considered a kerem like Beis Shammai, and you have a space in between the two rows, it's not enough. Because one row is enough already to be considered already a kerem. And therefore, you have to make sure you have enough space in between for the 16 amos to be considered separation. Because that's the Gemara saying, before the Gemara has a kasha on this, Gemara is saying that once Shemamina Shurakas is mafuldo, Rav Shilas Ben Yaakov kerem. And therefore, you need to have a space on each side, eight on each side, for a 16 in order to be able to plant any type of Zerayim in the field. Zakta Gemara Manav Shach, I don't understand. If you tell me he goes like Rav Beis Shammai, that even one row is enough to be considered kerem, yet the Mishnah says you went ahead and you planted and you wanted to go ahead and you planted a zera, you planted tzroyim, the seed, where? In a space when you have eight amos. So we say whether it's considered acceptable or not. Someone says, what do you mean? If you hold like Yoz like Beis Shammai, that even one row is already considered enough, one row is already considered a kerem, so then why would you say that should be enough? You have a space, eight amos is good enough. No, kerem gadol will be also b'shmona. It's like considered a kerem gadol. Because you have two rows. Each row alone is a kerem. So you consider a kerem gadol, which means you have more than one row. If you have more than one row, more than one kerem, that's considered a kerem gadol. Kerem gadol, you need 16 amos. Not enough to have eight amos. So if that's the shita that he holds, then why is he holding the mishnah? That would be enough to have a space of eight amos. Elam, a kerem gadol also b'shmona. A kerem gadol, we said, is still because it's also b'shmona. How can that be? We don't say that. You have to go ahead, separate four from each side. Then it should be considered, well, you need eight amos. So therefore, how would it work out that you should be able to say that you'd be able to plant less than 16 amos? Why would it be good according to Elazar ben Yaakov? So the Gemara says, Elamai, Rav Yehuda Lamake. Elamai, you must tell me, Elazar ben Yaakov never said the halacha. He never said if you have two rows and eight amos alone is sufficient in between that to be considered good enough to plant Zerayim. That's not what he said. It is Asur of Shmon Amos. Shmon Amos v'chol shul mutter. But Lamas a little bit more, that's mutter. So don't you? We understood of Elazar ben Yaakov saying that if you have eight Amos, it's sufficient to do it. And the Gemara says, how could you do that? If you hold like Beis Shammai, one row is enough. It's considered a kerem gadol. You have to have more than that. So the Gemara says, in a chaname, don't read it as eight Amos. Eight Amos tak is Asur. But Shmon Amos v'chol shul, it's a little bit more than eight Amos. You have eight Amos and a little bit more. When you have eight amos, a little bit more, not actually precise, it's a little bit more, then the halacha could be considered okay. You're allowed to plant from the space, you're allowed to plant more. Says the Mafulda, then the halacha would be that you have eight amos, that's a little bit extra, since each side now you have a space in between. Each one's considered a kerem, and it's also dalet amos alone is also, but if you have more than dalet amos, it would be mutter, and therefore if you have more than eight amos, eight and a mashu, so each side is four plus, that the halacha would be considered mekel, and there would be, the halacha would be a lot, that's why he says you'd be allowed to do it. That's one way to understand the heter of Elazar ben Yaakov, why he's matter in the Mishnah, you'd be able to plant, if you have a space of one, and you have a space of eight amos, a little bit more, it would be considered okay, even though he holds like Beis Shammai Shita. When he's put the Meimah, the others would say Elazar ben Yaakov, different shot. The reason why he says Alaka, why it's mutter, if he holds like Beishamai, first you went ahead and you planted. You originally wanted to plant two rows with a 16 amas in break in between, which is what you're supposed to do. Then it would have been a mutter to plant even amos in the case where you wanted to do before. In other words, if you had in mind when he originally wanted to plant a space, a gap of 8 amos on each side, which means 16 amos between two rows, then you went ahead and you planted it, the halacha would be, in such a case, we allow you to go ahead. If you had just under 8 amos on each side, the halacha would be, in such a case, we would allow you to go ahead and to do that. That would be the kula that we would allow you to do, the way Rav Fulda explains. That he would tell you would be allowed to explain by Meimer. That he says, not that's a mutter b'shmona, is only if you had 4 on each side, you wanted to have 8, and then you planted a space in the middle, you had a vacant space. So now we say, therefore, even though it's only 8 amos now, it's considered a karka, considered as if you have, you dug out the middle part in between the two. So therefore, since you still have 8 amos on each side, it would be considered acceptable. And maybe that's what Rav Elazar ben Yaakov meant when he says, even though one row is enough to be considered a kerem, that would be enough to be considered to plant something else in that space. So we have two different pshatim, what Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is actually saying, how much space we're talking about that you need to plant. And the Gemara tries to understand what is the basis of Elazar ben Yaakov's halakha. Have you done a Bazi B'Shem Yoichanan? Asked you the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Beishamai. He owns like where we explained Elazar ben Yaakov is like Beishamai. Kamal Beishamai Machmirin Bechubano Yosi Matoso. Just like Beishamai says, we're Machmir in a space that if you have a vineyard that in the middle had a churva. So Lamacha says, since you have a space, that you have to have a larger space than if you would have a space originally to plant it with a separation. As we said before in the Mishnah, and that if you have a space, or Bekonta Beishamai, that if you have a regular space with nothing in the middle, you just don't want to go ahead and plant on each side, and you had a space in between them, the halakha would be fine. But if you went ahead and you had a space that didn't have the space, now you had a churva in between. Now it got ruined, you cleared out a space in the middle, and then you still have to have, now you have to have a more machmir. He's machmir, more b'chabano. Now that you have a space in the beginning, because originally, when you had just a separation itself, as long as you covered the 8 amos, is good. But now that you have a chub in the middle, we're afraid you're going to plant alongside. You're going to plant in the chabano as well. And Beishamai is machmir, therefore you need a larger space in such a case. If that's Beishamai Shita, in the Mishnah, Kerez B'Yakov, machmir, chub b'yos matar. So Kerez B'Yakov is the same halacha, he's also matar, in a space that you created by making a churba, making a kercha, by opening a space in the middle, you have to have a further, more of a different, more of a larger space than you would have to have if it was a regular space in between. Just like Beishamai is Machmir in the space here, so the Zemanyaka would hold the same thing. You'd have to have a larger space as well. Says the Marfula Fuller to explain. In the beginning, a regular planting is Mutter B'Shmona. And Rav Shimon agrees. But now, B'Chubano, that we require a much more, we're afraid you're going to plant alongside that vacant space. Then, Tzorek Tessayin B'Shamai, Machmir Tveiz, Machmir Mu, you have to have 16. And that would be the Shita, therefore, Elazar ben Yaakov would hold, it would be Machmir, like Beishamai, in this, that you have to have this space as well. That would be the shita. It's not the Gemara, the Mishnah, that said, what about the third shita in the Mishnah, the last shita? If you go ahead and you're planting more rows, you have to have an 8 amos space between each row. It would be a look, you'd be able to do that. If you have many different rows, 3 or more rows, and each row you have a space of 8, that the look is going to be mutter. You're going to be Shimon, yeah, mutter, zero, yasal is roa. Rav Shimon says it's mutter, they only meant to say that if you plant it, you have zera there, you plant it. But if you went ahead, if you have zera that's planted there before, you're allowed to go ahead and say that's mutter. You don't have to rip it out. But to plant zraya, to actually plant a zraya, foreign seed between these rows, if it's only 8 amos, that we would not allow you to do. That we would not allow to do. Zak the Mishnah. Zak the Gemara Rashi. My Rav will explain. Mutter Azera. Rav Shimon Meirkoi. Mutter l'kami l'shavar. If you went ahead and you had a space of 8 and there was some ready seed planted in between and you distance it from your kerem, 8 amos, that's okay. I will abor. But now you want to plant new seeds in the space. We're only going to have 8. Then also l'zroi. That you can't do. L'atchil also b'dievet mutter. It's only b'dievet mutter. L'atchil it's aser. And therefore that would not allow you to do that. To plant more would not allow you to plant that extra seed. with extra space. So that would be the shita of the way he understands the shita of Yosef Bereshim and Rav to explain what Rav's opinion is. Zak to Gemara. Rav Chiya bar Rashi b'Shem Rav, look at Meir b'Shem Shimon. It looks like a Meir b'Shimon. That halacha is you don't go ahead. That no matter how many we plant, the many rows that you have, if it's 8 amos apart, it does not mistarif together to be considered a kara. So if they have 8 amos, you can plant anything you want. Even b'di'eved, you'd be able to plant even the haba, because that would be considered as doesn't make into a kara. So at Gemara, what does that mean? What's the halacha? What does that mean? You can plant muta zera, muta lizraya. You tell me now that this sheet that was saying now, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon hold, you can plant the katchil b'di'eved, not only what was there, but even the katchil you can plant now for new seed as well. Are you mutar zera yasher zera? Or you tell me that no, that it's only mutar zera. What you planted is mutar, but again, l'chatchila, to plant something new, that's vada yasser. Would you agree? No, that we're saying Rav's halacha, the paskin. Now, before we said that halacha, Yosef B'Shem Rav, that we allowed this mutal Zeroy, mutal Zeroy, mutal Zeroy. Now you're telling me that he holds over Meir Shimon. Is he saying the same halacha that it's mutar to do both? Or is he saying only no, only mutal Zera, but the Yevit if you did it? But Zeroy, l'chatchila, that you can't do. What is the sheet that he's saying? We can go ahead and we yashiv this based upon what we heard the name of Rabbah. Chibarashi, go ahead, and it was mashach. He measured for my vineyard for me, rows where to plant, as long as it was 8 by 8 spaces between them, he allowed me to plant between those rows, even the chatchila. As long as I have 6 tfachim around each vine, he allowed me to plant, says the Marfula, explains mashachli, muddedly. He mentioned that he measured the gefanim that there were taka 8 amas space between each one. He allowed me to plant a zera in between them, as long as it was 6 tfachim away. So you see, Kada Amra, this halacha, the Rachi Rasha saying that he was told him they were allowed to do, that's the Chayra, Kotra Meir Nashimim, Mutazar, Mutazraya. So the Chayra we see, based upon that Maisha Shahaya, that it's Taka means that you're allowed to go ahead and plant. They would hold, but according to Rav Meir and according to Rav Shimon, it would Taka be not only Katkhila, but B'dievet as well. Like the shita we said before, that Yossi is B'Shem Rav, is Mekel. And I was saying now that B'Shem Rav, you're questioning whether it would only be Mutal Lebedieva, but Chatchila, it would be Yasser. Because I know from the Maisa of that Rav Chiya Barashi said over that they allowed him to do that, that you see that he holds that it's not considered a Kerem if it's 8 amas separation between the rows, and maybe therefore you could go ahead and plant there as well. That's the way the Gemara paskins la halacha, even though many of the Mefarshim Maladaf say the halacha is we don't paskin that way. We say that you still have to have the 16 amos. We don't let you plant with then even b'di'eved, b'chatchila, you surely can't plant l'chatchila. But l'maisa, the Gemara says, at least according to the way we paskin here, the Marafulda explains the Gemara that we allowed you to do. The Gemara is saying this maisa rab would allow you to do that. Said the Gemara, we have a Maisav with a Zerukamid Akartin, Hunu planted his vineyards together with Karatin, with leeks, and the Gemara says he didn't leave ever. He didn't leave up any space. He planted it right next to each other, without making any space. Yarek, it's a type of Yarek. He planted it together. So the Gemara questions, how could Rav Huna do that? Everyone agrees with Asimish Kalayim. You didn't have any space between them, so of course it should be Asimish Kalayim. How could you do that? So the Gemara says, we're talking about that they were mixed together. The vines were not in an order, but were all mixed together in a different, configured in a very, very, very haphazard way. And Mela, therefore, it didn't have a din of a kerem. Says the Marafulda, Ma'avin Ave, Agafanim Atum Bravuvia. They were planted in a very big mixture, not in a seder, not in order. The lawyer covered the Chavim Shtaim. He couldn't make two verses next to two and one like a Yotze Zanav. We said a Kerem is two rows and two vines, one in, as a Zanav, as a tail. Here it wasn't. It was all done in a mixture. It wasn't planted in a Shura. And therefore, that's not a din of a kerem. If it's not a din of a kerem, maybe you could plant right. You can plant the right there. You could plant the yerek right to mix together without a problem. So the Gemara, if that's so, fake the Gemara. But still, look, you still have to have 6 drachim to separate the vine. Even if it's one vine, we said you have to separate. You have to make a separate. No one said you could plant right next to it. You have to have the separation of even though it's not a din of a kerem. because it was planted by Avuvia, but it should be no different than anything you plant that has to have at least the space. Says the Yemar Fulda, that the Marzah Bein Avoda, Lagarmi Geffen Yechidi Shetzorach Akiv Av Tvachim. A regular Geffen, an individual Geffen you have to plant, you have to have a space of six Tvachim. How can he say, how can you do that? You have to at least have six Tvachim. How can he plant the thing? What's Pshat Navhuna? Why do you plant the thing? Why the Yerik right next to it? The leek right next to it together.
There is no avoda by Geffen Yechidi the Shita. So that he disagrees with the Tan and the Mishnah that we had earlier, that a single vine is not a kerem, and you don't even have to have a six tvachim or kerem. You can even plant right next to it. There's no, you don't have to have a work tvachim at all. And there's no iser, requirement of any type of avoda Geffen Yechidi. The Pei Moshe says there's not even any type of avoda yechidus that the. That we have to go ahead and plant it. And what Sigmar is going to explain later where the source of this halacha of Yishmael is. And merely halacha of Yishmael, and that's what Ravuna says. Based on that, you can go ahead and you can plant right next to it.
Zakta Gemara. Question is why? Why was Rav Yehuna following Rav Yishmael? And rather than the Tana the Mishnah that we had, a Tana Kama, that's going to come up in the next parak, that said very clearly you have to have a sixth Tvachim. Why would he do that? Gemara says, because the words of the Chachamim, to tell you, Rav Yaakov Ishmael is over, the locha can be Misha Mekel b'chutz laretz. We pass like the locha, the one who's Mekel in chutz laretz, and therefore, since he's Mekel in chutz laretz, and the Mela, therefore, even though the Tanakhama said differently, it said you do have a space, but we pass on the kula in chutz laretz. I'm Rav Yaakov Achav Hanatan. We learned so taka in Bavel the Salaka. It taught there in Bavel as well. Look, Kameyav Mekel, but chutz laretz. We pass in chutz laretz like the one who's Mekel, and therefore we pass on the Yishmael connected the Tanakhama that you don't even need a workspace. Says the Marfula, what does that mean? Kinderech Hashas Leloimel Agudeli Amaroyim Shevi Akak. They call it Divrech Hachamim on the one. That came later, they were Mekel and Chutz Laretz, we paskin like them. And therefore, even though the Tanakhama was very, the Tana the Mishnah was very clear, you have to have a space of six Tvachim, even in a Geffen Yechidus, even in one, we paskin the way the Chachamim accepted the opinions of the Amoraim later, that you're allowed to go ahead and do, if the ones were Mekel, Halacha Kamoso, even Kenegat a Rabim, the Shemesulu's Lashin is, the Kala Mekel be Eretz Halacha Kamoso, but Chutz Laretz, I feel like Kenegat a Rabim. And therefore, even though the Rabim dealt differently, and especially in the Tana the Mishnah, but since we make like the Amaroi Yishmael, who says that therefore that he's a Tana, but we pass like the Amaroi and we pass him the Kula. And if Rav Huna, who lived in Bavel, was Maker, like Rav Yeshua's, like Yishmael's opinion, that there's no requirement of space, and therefore he planted, as the Gemara says, he planted right next to Zara Karme de Karten. He planted his Yerek, his Min Yerek, his Leek, right next to his individual Geffen, and there was not even a space to have requirement of six Tvachim for a workspace. Ad Kan de Perek.